The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. You can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now today, I was trying to think about what would be a great topic for today. And really on my way to record, I was thinking, you know, I am so grateful for a couple things in my kitchen that I always have at Staples. Foods, appliances that I use multiple times a week that are staples and go-tos. And I thought how interesting it would be to share. I actually was thinking about maybe on Facebook going through and doing a tour of my fridge. But here's the real reason why I won't do it for a while. Is because in my kitchen, you can only open one side. It's like a center opening fridge. But you can only open one side because the wall closes it. So I can only utilize half of it. So you really would. So maybe one day, maybe I'll take out the good things out of my fridge and show you. But for now, I'm just going to talk about some staples, some go-to things that if you don't have, they will radically, radically transform your life for the better. So we're going to listen to that. If you don't know anything about Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne, so at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, our office, our goal inevitably is to tap into people's abilities to be well. Right? And that's kind of general. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But I'll tell you this. So we don't ever take people off medication, right? Ever. We don't put you on it. We don't take you off of it. But what was interesting is that you see as people start to make differences and they start to make changes, when they go see their doctor, their medical doctor, they say, hey, you may not need this anymore. And it's so amazing to be able to see that transformation. Right? Like, let me give you an example. I had a patient who came in and she initially said, you know, do you think you can help an old lady like me? And I was like, well, you're 64, so yeah. Because you're not an old lady. Get out of here. But she was struggling with high blood pressure, generalized inflammation. Her thyroid, they were on the process of diagnosing her with Graves' disease, but her doctor wanted to hold off because numbers were still all over the board. And just in general was confused about where to go with her health. And she really just started getting well. You know, in our office, we taught her how to get well, not only just a chiropractic and how that's a vital, vital component. You know, it's so oftentimes that I see people who have done nutritional changes and they have done detoxes and they're exercising and that they're not seeing the health goals that they desire. And it's very easy when you look at what doctor has ever utilized the one system that controls all of that. You know, so that's really where we want to look at the nervous system. But she started making those changes and she had come in one morning and said, hey, you know, bad news. I was doing some exercise this morning and I almost passed out. I said, well, yeah, no, that's very bad news. I said, did you check your blood pressure? And she said, yeah, it was 90 over 60. And I said, well, oh my goodness, you know, aren't you on multiple blood pressure medications? She said, yes, I'm on two. And I said, you need to go talk to your doctor. And that's what she did. She went to her doctor and said, hey. And he was the one who helped kind of reevaluate and look at that. But it was in our office that she started making those lifestyle changes. And she had the tools and the goals and the ability and the knowledge, right? The knowledge is so important. I feel like so many times, especially, you know, we get in our heads like this is either the time of year or we had an event that happened that we say, now is my time. Now is my time to start making those changes. And then we're like, go. And you just wait and you say, well, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Like, you want someone there to help lead you and educate you. And when you have those hiccups or questions, you know, it's an educated, unbiased source. You know, they have that education and knowledge to be able to navigate through some of those questions, you know, but it's just showing up sometimes is the hardest part. And so, like I said, today we're going to talk about just some great staples that you can have in your kitchen that, and I'm going to walk you through what to do with those staples, right? Because like, there's just sometimes when you're like, I'm backed into a corner and I don't know what to do. And oh my goodness, what would my life be like without these things? So we'll walk you through what those are. But before we get into that, let's get into some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Maybe. Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today, we are talking about an article that comes from the New York Times. Johnson & Johnson sued over baby powder by New Mexico. So the accusations in a new lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson sound familiar. The consumer goods giant knew for decades, that its baby powder and other talc-based products were contaminated with carcinogenic asbestos, but continued to market the item. What makes this case different is that it was brought by a state. Hector Balderas, the Attorney General of Mexico, accused Johnson & Johnson this past week of misleading consumers, especially children and Black and Hispanic women, about the safety of its talc products. The company, he said, quote unquote, concealed and failed to warn consumers about the dangers associated with their talc products, which are thought to include lung disease, ovarian cancer, and mesothelioma, which is a cancer of the lining of the internal organs that's associated with asbestos. Right? Think about this. Did you know that that baby powder, that talc powder, has been linked to for a very long time? When you talk about lawsuits, Johnson & Johnson has been sued multiple times over this. Some that they've won, majority that they've lost, linked to lung disease, ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, cancer that's the line of the internal organs. It's the latest in a wave of legal claims against the 134-year-old consumer product company. Johnson & Johnson faces more than 16,800 other talc-related lawsuits, most filed on behalf of individuals, as well as investigations by the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Department of Justice. 16,800 other lawsuits. Almost seven. Can you imagine if you are part of a company facing, and granted, like that's bigger than all the companies that we have, but like, even if you were to scale the amount of lawsuits, like how large their company is to have 17,000 and scale that down to like a my sized mom and pop shop and still how many those are, that stresses me out. Johnson & Johnson said in a statement that it is reviewing the New Mexico lawsuit, adding that it will continue to defend the safety of Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Joe Walk, who's Johnson & Johnson's chief financial officer, told analysts in a conference called in July that the company had set aside, ready for this, $190 million in its second quarter to defend against talc litigation. You guys. Y'all, as you would say it in Indiana. Y'all, right? You guys from Chicago. $190 million were set aside just in its second quarter alone, just for litigation, just for talc-related problems. Because there's 17,000 lawsuits that are in litigation right now for one product. The complaint filed on this past week in state court in Santa Fe also names a pharmaceutical company, which changed its name in 2018. The company denies to comment. In October, Johnson & Johnson recalled 33,000 bottles of its baby powder after the FDA said it found trace amounts of asbestos in the bottles purchased from an online retailer. Later, Johnson & Johnson said that more tests of the same bottle eventually came back clean. 33,000 bottles. You think about this, like, this is baby powder. 33,000, like, where do you put baby powder? Majority babies, sometimes women, right? And you're putting them in sensitive areas. It's linked to ovarian cancer, literally cancer that surrounds your organs. They said the company has prevailed in some lawsuits, including one involving mesothelioma. It's appealing nearly all of the cases it's lost, including a nearly $4.7 billion decision in 2018. If you remember that, that was a huge case. That was one of its largest product liability judgments ever recorded. They said they're waiting federal judge to approve rejection of the science underpinning and lawsuits. They said if the experts get thrown out, the case gets thrown out. It's just super high stakes. So you think about this, like, and it's been like that for years. I literally remember doing a health in the news like 7 years ago and talking about this, and we're still talking about it. And you know what Johnson & Johnson has done? Nothing. Up a couple of months ago, they recalled 33,000 products because they said, hey, we've got it, but they're still being sued because it's still in their products. You know, you just think about this, like, it's just, so one recommendation is at all costs, stop using talc-based products. Don't put them on yourselves. Don't put them on your kids. But it's just like, be in the know. And this is one with moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, whoever it is that comes into the office. Our goal is education. Our goal is to sit down and to say, hey, you get to make the own decision for your health. You get to choose for breakfast if you want to have a smoothie or if you want to have a dozen donuts. You get to choose for lunch if you're going to have a salad or if you're going to go stop at fast food. Like, you get to make that choice. But the difference between that and other choices is that those choices, you know, going into it, you are making a poor choice for your health. And the problem is that with these other things is, you know, Johnson & Johnson, baby powder, more often than not, you have no idea. You have no idea that those products that you're putting on your children, that you're lathering, that you're washing, that you're cleaning your children in, have known carcinogens. And so if you don't know, if you don't do the research, that's just more of our outreach at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. If you want to come in, get more information, further evaluated, initial exam and consultation is just $25. Let's us come in, see what's going on. If you need any further evaluation, what we can do to help, if we can help. If we can't help, we'll find you someone that will. There's one thing that I pride myself in is being very candid and very open with people on what we can and can't help with. And if we can't get you help, then we'll find you the right place to go. 317-893-2853, or you can go online to schedule an appointment at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Let us know you came from the radio, so initial exam and consultation is just $25. Now, when we come back, I'm going to share a really special testimony that we had at our last really great event. You're not going to want to miss it. Next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne. I've got that power.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, today I'm going to talk a little bit on just some easy, simple staples that you can have in your house, more specifically your kitchen, that are just going to make your life easier. It's things that I realized for me, I take for granted because I have them. And it's just one that these are always in my house. These are always in my kitchen. So that when you're kind of in that like, oh, I don't know what to do phase of like you're backed in the corner, you're like, this just makes quick meals. So, and I'll share with you more so what I do with them, the health benefits of it. So we'll talk about that coming up. But I do want to share a story of someone with you who is someone who's lost hope. Now, reminder, we don't treat, we look at, right? So here's the thing, like people come in and they're like, I have high blood pressure. Well, we don't have a high blood pressure adjustment. Has research found that an adjustment can help with blood pressure? Yeah. University of Chicago, Journal of Hypertension, 2007. Right? Research has shown that. But I don't have in the office, we don't have like a headache adjustment, a blood pressure adjustment. We don't have a digestion adjustment. Like we don't treat those things. We treat subluxation. We treat nervous system. And what's so interesting is when you see these changes and what seems miraculous to these people, and what's so interesting is that every adjustment is special, right? Every adjustment, every time you can remove interference in the nervous system, you can allow for healing and function. Like how special and amazing is that? But that being said, like we don't have any specific adjustments for specific ailments. Does that make sense? Right? So it's like, it's different from medicine where you're like, hi, you have this bacteria. So for that specifically have this antibiotic. It's not like that. It's like what's going on from a structural component. Let's remove interference and see how what happens. You know, so when people come in, it's not like, yeah, absolutely, we can help with this. The answer is always like, let's see what's happening internally in the body so we can remove interference, right? And so when you allow for that nervous system to heal and function, it's you have stories like Lauren. And Lauren, actually, when you listen to it, it's going to sound a little bit different. She's not on the phone, but she was actually at our last big event and shared some of the changes that she has seen in the office and the miracles that have happened in her life just from being adjusted and how amazing that is. So I want to share Lauren's story today.
If we could just give a round of applause to Lauren. Okay, come on over here, front and center.
Hi, everyone.
So let's start with this. What, because this has been a relatively short journey so far, but this is one where it's like sometimes just getting started is the hardest part. So what was your life like before you started at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Well, it started last September. I got a pain right here that was not easily diagnosed, misdiagnosed multiple times. Ended up having three different surgeries that were not necessary. Had my gallbladder taken out, and then, oops, just kidding, it's not your gallbladder. Got diagnosed with superior mesenteric artery syndrome, which is where it wraps around different organs and constricts them. Mine was wrapped around the base of my stomach, right at my intestine, so everything I ate, I threw up. I've lost 37 pounds. It was in about 4 months I did that. Spent multiple weeks and months in the hospital being re-diagnosed and seen by GI doctors and vascular surgeons and anywhere in between, and they just couldn't get anything right for me. My mom has been going to the chiropractor for years now and has tried to stomp it into me to do that, and I was like, Mom, they're not going to fix anything internal. It's not a bone issue. It's vascular.
So Connie, your mom.
Connie, my mother.
Said you should, with all of these problems, seeing all of these doctors, going through all of these tests, in total, how many tests do you think were run before you came into our office?
Over 100. I've had multiple CAT scans with multiple toxins pumped into you. If you've ever had a CAT scan with contrast, I've had probably 15 of those in the past 6 months. MRIs, brain scans, bone scans, blood tests, blood infusions. I've actually had an arterial bleed at one of my laparoscopy surgeries, so they had to give me blood for that. I was very sick.
What do you mind sharing with, how did that affect your family?
I'm 34. I have two daughters, 14 and almost 11. I have a home, I have a job, I have dogs. If you're a mom, you know that you don't stop ever. And I had to stop, and it really put a hold on everyone else. My family tried to step up. We recently lost someone of our family, so we're trying to come together to deal with that, and then having to deal with me being in the hospital and having to take care of my kids and not having the income and just trying to deal with life got really, really hard. And then it messes with your mental too. When you can't do something that you're used to doing, you know, people are, your whole family, if you have a strong family, which I do, thank you, don't worry about it, we'll take care of it. But in your mind, you want to be there, you want to take care of it, and you're not healthy enough, and that really messes with not only your physical, but your mental.
So if they, what was the next step for you? If they couldn't figure out anything else, then the next step is they wanted to do what?
I was scheduled a week before I went into her, the week out from the day that I saw her, I was scheduled for a complete autopsy surgery, is what they called it. They were going to cut me from here to here and from here to here, pull out all of my internal organs, pull out all of my arteries, cut them, readjust them, and put them back to where they go. It was a 3-week in the hospital and 3 to 6 months down, no work, no lifting, no doing anything, pretty much. So that was very scary for me and my kids, just to think of having to do that and be without me for that long, since they've had to do this over a year now. If you have little ones, you know they get terrified when mommy's gone. So,
yeah. So then Connie, mom, says, you should probably just go see my chiropractor.
And she did, and I went.
Right? So imagine me going back there through that initial exam and consultation.
Uh-huh.
And so, but we sat down and we talked, and we said, hey, like, we have to address the nervous system. And that was how long ago?
6 weeks. Almost 6 weeks.
And so what does life look like in the last 6 weeks for you?
After my third adjustment, I quit throwing up. I was able to keep stuff down a little bit at a time. You know, my stomach had to get used to being food again. I've gained almost 8 pounds. Yay. I'm back to work. My kids have basketball games that I get to go to. I can drive. Obviously, my mental's better because I feel better. She's right about just the adjustment thing. I'm kind of having a hard time with the eating the right stuff.
That's why we're all here
for
today.
So long. So it's like, I'm just going to eat everything because I haven't been able to eat anything forever. So, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, I mean, but I think that's just a testament to when we allow our body, you're strong, you're powerful, and you are made to heal. And that's, so thank you for coming up here and sharing
thank
kind of your
you.
Change and testimony so far.
I talked to my GI doctor, by the way, and had some words and and said, if you have anybody with this issue, and I see them, chiropractic is the way to go.
So, awesome.
Thank you,
Leanne. Give them a round of applause. Thank you.
Now, if you want to know more of what's going on with your health, you got to come into the office. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can visit our website to schedule an appointment, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation. If you let us know you came from the radio, it's just $25. We can talk about what you need from there. So my hopes is always for health and healing. And so you just got to evaluate what's going on. Again, 317-893-2853. Now, when we come back, you want to hear some staples, things that you need to have in your kitchen to make your life easier. We'll talk about some of them next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Maximize your life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. or you can check out our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Also, if you have Facebook, Dr. Leanne Schluter, it's facebook.com/DocLeanne, DocLeanne, Doc Leanne. I usually post a lot of really good stuff on there. Bias, that's a biased opinion. I think it's good stuff. But if you're listening to me now, maybe you think I speak about good things too. Facebook.com/DocLeanne. That is my my page that I post a lot of information, articles, some of the health and the news we talk about. It's really great to follow. Now today, let's talk about some staples that you can put in your kitchen that will literally radically change your life. The first one I'm going to talk about is one that I've kind of like just glazed over before, but we really haven't talked about solutions to, is problem being microwaves. Solution being mini countertop convection ovens. We don't own a microwave. I owned a microwave in my other home, and I stored my supplements in them. Also my salt and pepper, because it was right above the stove, so it's just really easy. You use salt and pepper most commonly. So just take it, put it in there. If you ever look at when we sold that home, they went in and took pictures, and you can see in the microwave all the supplements. And I have to keep them in a cabinet. It's unfortunate. But we don't have a microwave, and it blows people's minds sometimes. And I can tell you that I don't miss it, because we have our convection oven. So people are like, well, how do you reheat food? And you can reheat your food in your conventional oven. It just takes, because it's larger, it takes a little bit more time, energy to warm up that oven versus a mini convection oven. So let's talk about this first and foremost of why I don't use microwave. Here's what's really interesting. When you think about microwaves, you think about what you have above your stovetop, right? A microwave on your countertop. You put it in, push a couple buttons, in a couple minutes, your food is warm. But microwaves, we think about as microwave ovens. But microwaves are actually part of the electromagnetic spectrum. So they are waves. They are micro, tiny waves that actually pulse through your food. So microwave ovens work by using microwave about 12 centimeters in length, right? Little waves that are forced into water and fat molecules in your food to rotate. So these little tiny waves are shot into your food and force these fat and water molecules to vibrate, right? So the interaction of these molecules undergoing forced rotation create heat, and that's how the food is cooked. Did you guys know that? That's how a microwave works. If you remember, my radio producer and I were just talking about how as kids, you know, you'd always want to look at the food to watch it cook, and you put your face up and your mom be like, take your face away from there, because they knew like these microwaves, like if you have your face close to there and this device, this quote unquote oven is now forcing these little tiny bands of frequency on the radio spectrum into these fat and water molecules. Like, think about, you have fat in your tissues, water. Like, what does that do to your brain? So they're always like, don't put your face near there. It's dangerous. And we're talking, I don't know. I don't own a microwave anymore, but I wonder if they changed like the door settings to stop the electromagnetic spectrum waves to go to your face. That's what a microwave does. It literally forces microwaves into your food that force these tiny little waves, force the molecules to rotate enough to create heat to then cook the food. Do you think that that has a bearing on your food? In my opinion, looking at science, yes. You might, if you have babies, can you put baby's milk, breast milk in the microwave? Formula in the microwave? No. And part of it that you think is, well, because it could be hot on the outside and cold on the inside. But really what they're finding is that heating a bottle in the microwave can cause changes in the milk. In infant formula, there can be loss of vitamins. And in expressed breast milk, some of the protective properties are destroyed. So they say you can warm it up by holding it under tap water, setting it in a bowl of warm water. But the concern, right? And this comes from University of Minnesota, warns about the particular nutrient quality in microwaved baby food, baby formula and mother's milk than if you were to warm it up differently. Because they're like, oh my goodness, well, those babies need that nutrient. So how dare you put it in the microwave and kill off all of those nutrients that those babies need to grow and nourish and have healthy cells? But what if you're like 40? How is that different? What if you're 20? What if they're 7? You know? So it's like we do these things and it's like you're literally killing off the nutrient value. And we say that's unacceptable for infants. But for children and adults, it's fine. Come on. Another one. They talk about there was research that a gentleman did in a town in Switzerland. Scientist was alarmed at the lack of purity and naturalness of some of the modern pursuits of mankind. So what he did is he took this village of people, warmed up to them, and started doing research, control group. So basically what he did is he published research. He published in this Search for Health in the spring of 1992. This is not necessarily new research, which still blows my mind that people are still so often using microwave ovens. So what he had is he had intervals of 2 to 5 days. The volunteers were in different research studies and ate these foods, a variety of foods on an empty stomach. He had raw milk from a biofarm. He had the same raw milk, but was conventionally cooked. He had pasteurized milk. He had the same raw milk that was cooked in a microwave oven. Then he as well had raw vegetables from an organic farm. Those same vegetables cooked conventionally. Same vegetables frozen and defrosted in a microwave. And then the same vegetables cooked in a microwave oven. And then what he did is he then took blood samples. He took blood samples from all of these people, and he found that there were significant changes were discovered in the blood of the volunteers who consumed foods cooked in the microwave oven. These changes include a decrease in all hemoglobin values and cholesterol values, especially HDL, good cholesterol. Lymphocytes, which are white blood cells, showed a more distinct short-term decrease following the intake of microwave foods than all other intakes. This led him to believe that their derived energies may be passed along directly via the microwave food. It's changing the molecular structure, right? That's why there was a nurse microwaved blood. The temperature was correct. Put it in. The patient immediately died. Again, more research with leukocytosis and increase in white blood cells. There's just so many, right? Like there's so many infant dangers. I could talk even more about that. The big portion is what for me has like, how do you warm up your food? A convection oven. We use that so often. You know, I've got little kids. My husband and I are no different in terms of a nutrient value that we need. But what we do is we put food, really great, amazing, nutrient-dense food, and we blast it a bunch of effects of microwave radiation on our food. And then we can't figure out, like, is the nutrient value the same? No. Is it what it does to the same? According to research studies that they've done, no. It changes your molecular structure. Changes your immune cells. It changes the nutrient value. So a convection oven is countertop. Does it take up space? Sure does. Is it kind of obnoxious? Sure is. Do I wish that I could have more countertop space? Sure do. But guess what? If when push comes to shove, what I value more is the nutrient value and density in my food than my counter space. But I am telling you, we use that multiple times. You know, so for me, I am a working mom. My husband is a police officer who's on nights, right? So when people say, well, I don't have time, like, you have time and money for what you value. And something that's important to me and my family is good, clean, healthy nutrients. And so for us, like, we meal prep. So on Sundays, we prep all of the meals. Then that way, if I get home on an evening at 7 o'clock and I've got to put the kiddos to bed, right? We got to go through bedtime routines, all of the craziness, right? Like, people, you guys understand me. Like, when you get off work, it's crazy. I'm not even to the homework stage yet or the after school sports, right? Like, I'm not there in life quite yet, but there's still hecticness. And I know that for the kiddos, I can throw it in the convection oven. I can throw my food in the convection oven. I know that the food that I'm feeding them is nutrient dense. And so when you're looking at convection, that's the difference, is that there's a heat above or below it. And so it's got a fan that blows it around, and you look, it doesn't, the inside of the food never gets warm unless you mix it, because it doesn't have any microwave radiation that penetrates those molecules on the inside, just heats it up on the outside. That's like when you bake a casserole, like, you have to let it cook on the inside, and it takes a while. If you had turkey or ham for the holidays, it starts on the outside and goes to the inside. Why? Because you're cooking, like, it's not, it doesn't cook it all evenly. It's so different than, so we don't use them. We don't miss them. You have just that electrical element and that heats and the fan that processes it. You have to move it around yourself. But that is one that's a staple. Another staple, right? So go look, go get a convection oven. We use that too as like our toaster. We use it as our, it's like to warm food up, to keep food warm. When I tell you multiple times a day, between the kiddos, my husband and myself, no exaggeration, we use it at least a half dozen times. Like, that thing's working at least six, and they last virtually forever. So convection ovens, get one on your countertops. Stop using your microwave. What do I do with my microwave? Put your vitamins in it. That's why people think I'm crazy. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. Next one are avocados. Avocados are a staple in my house. I have a rotation of avocados. If you mess up my rotation, it's the end of you. So here's my rotation. Because again, I was talking to people how it's hard to figure out the like rotation. I want you, when I buy avocados, I want the most green, the most unedible avocados ever. And they sit on my counter. I got like a little bowl, right? You got a little banana hanger, whatever. I've got the bowl. And it usually, if they're incredibly hard, green as green can be, I'll start to watch them change over a couple days. And usually at about day 4 to day 5 is where they get just a bit of softness, right? You don't want them too soft, but just a bit of softness. So you're gonna have to check. This is like a thing, you check. And at about day 4, day 5, when they get to where they're not rock hard, they're just a bit soft, you put them in the refrigerator. And when you put them in the refrigerator, they stop ripening. And they last in the refrigerator for then 7 to 10 days, I would think. Like, it's a while. And then I just take them out of the refrigerator. If I only want to use half, cut the avocado in half, right? And I just twist them, and the one with the pit goes back into the refrigerator. So when you keep the pit in it, it also stops the ripening process. So if I only, you don't always need a full avocado. So I'll keep that half in there. And what's interesting is you can keep that in there then for also days afterwards. And you'll notice that like it gets brown on the top. But if you were just to like scrape that off, it really doesn't taste any different. I eat the brown parts, but it still doesn't continue that ripening process. So you can use it just the same 2 or 3 days later, that other half, right? So the process, when you put them in the refrigerator, it stops the ripening of the avocado. Now, that being said, here's one of the reasons why it's my go-to, because I use that in everything. I have a brand, it's a grain-free, gluten-free tortilla. It's a brand you can get at most of the health food stores. It's Siete brand, if you want to know. I should get paid for some of this promotion. But I have those. It's another staple that they last forever. All of it is like paleo, grain-free, gluten-free, soy-free. There's like 5 or 6 ingredients. If I'm hungry and I'm in a bind, I literally can take an avocado, smash it into one of those, And roll it up. And it's like a little avocado roll. Perfect. If you do like gluten-free toast, you can make avocado toast. You can put them on top of your eggs. It's a great source of fat. Helps with energy. Helps stave off hunger. Helps with mental clarity. The other thing that I have that I always have on hand is like some canned salmon. And so I'll take some avocado and I'll mash it up with some canned salmon, a little bit of mustard, some seasonings. And it kind of tastes like tuna salad, right? But I don't do tuna salad because of the mercury levels. So it's salmon. Again, tons of good, amazing omega-3 fatty acids. And so avocado, I mean, I have almond flour crackers that I'll do like you mash up avocado. You have, if you have like tomatoes, I'll do avocados with like cucumbers. I'll mix avocados with just some raw veggies and put some healthy dressing or oil and vinegar on it, right? Like avocados are my jam. But the weird thing for me is I have a sensitivity to them when they get overripe, when they start to like, you know, they separate from the skin. There's a bit like you'll see some like higher mold content that comes in avocados. So you have to be careful. So for me, if they get overripe, I can't eat them because it makes my mouth itchy because I'm pretty sure it's an allergic reaction to the mold. Yeah. So get them really ripe, but avocados on hand. And then too, they last for a really long time. The other thing too, that's a staple in my kitchen is I have a little mini food processor. Guys, I cannot tell you. Nuts. That's another one. Nuts. And let me share with you. It was this past weekend. We were out running around. Kiddos didn't really feel the greatest, right? So get home and I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do for dinner. And I had some frozen wild caught salmon out in the freezer. So really simple. I took it and I thawed it. I, in this little mini food processor, right here's, I put almonds, salt, pepper, dill, and garlic powder. And I pulsed it up, took the raw salmon, put a glob of, you know, veganaise, or there's like primal avocado oil mayonnaise that you can put on there. Dipped it into the almond, baked it at 400 for like 11 minutes. And I had almond crusted salmon. We had some broccoli in there that I lightly steamed. And it was an amazing dinner. Kids loved it. Husband loved it. I felt great, right? And it was all done within the, I mean, what took the longest was allowing the salmon to thaw. I just threw it in the sink in some cool water, right? So like those are the things, that food processor I used to make bulletproof coffee, the little mini food processor I used to make guacamole or homemade salsa. Like you literally, simple, tomatoes, lime juice, cilantro, you can put onions in there. I'll put green onions, salt, pepper, garlic powder. Boom. Puree it up. Couple pulses. Done. You want to dice veggies. Throw it in there. Pulse it. Done. Homemade salsa. I literally make homemade salsa and then I just smash avocados. I have guacamole, right? Like there's just so much you can do with that. Like, it, you know, and I think finding those hacks just make it a little bit easier where it's like, I made almond crusted salmon in under 5 minutes. You know, dinner was literally ready within a half an hour for that. It's a good, clean. So when you start learning those change in those tools, so they are ones that you have on hand. I feel like apples are another really great one. You know, they never go bad. I'll throw them in my purse. I'll give them to my kids. Apples on hand. I think just being cognizant of like, you can't think that you're going to live your life without eating. So it's figuring out meal planning and what to do. We're actually going through an event here coming up in the office relatively soon that's going to talk about just making, how to make positive changes to your health, to the nutrition of yourself and your family, your kiddos. So you can check out those events on our website at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. It's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. And if you go to our events, you can find out a little bit more about the upcoming events and you can register through there. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. At About Us, you'll see our events and all of those events will be on our page. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can schedule an appointment online at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. Thanks so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.